We are at the end of Siman Tov Kuf Chav Zayin Hilchos Erev Tavshilin. We are up to Seif Chav Aleph. So the tour, actually in the beginning of the Siman writes, it's a quote from the Mishnah, that Yontev Be'erev Shabbos, Yontev Shechal Lios Be'erev Shabbos. We know Erev Tavshilin scenario, Yontev is Erev Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, quotes the tour, Lo Yivasha Batchila Litzorech Shabbos. You should not start cooking on Yontif for Shabbos, Bikidera Bifnei Atzma, in a separate pot. And then the tour himself explains, what's with the separate pot? De'ilu Bikidera Achas, if it's the same pot, meaning I'm making food for Yontif, and I want to add food in the same pot for Shabbos, once I'm cooking a pot, I can put as much as I want in the pot, even though I'm gonna, the left, I know that the yontif, I'm gonna eat, this much, and I have a pot that holds five times that amount, I can fill up the entire pot. Now, at the end of the siman, the Beis Yosef brings down the Mordechai. Mi shilo irev, someone who forgot, he realized he didn't make an erev tavshilin. And he remembers early Yontif morning. Yevasha b'hashkama li Yontif harbe b'kideira achas. He should wake up early. I don't know if he has to wake up early. He should cook before the Seuda. Before the Seuda, he's cooking for Yontif. Harbe b'kideira achas. A lot of food in one pot. The Yosef the Shabbos, and then he'll have enough not only for Yontif but also for Shabbos. Now continues either the Mordechai or the Beis Yosef. Devechi haGavna afilu lechol shari. Even if he wants to have the rest of the food for Sheva Brachos, it's also okay as long as he puts it all in the pot before it goes on the fire. One big pot, kiddusanya, like we learned in the Brisa, beitzu yudzayinam aleph. Mamala isha kadera, a woman can fill up an entire pot full of food, even though she only wants chaticha achas. It's all discussion because each meatball gives more time to the next meatball, and it makes it all taste better, and it's all considered one thing. And here, your kavana, you're cooking for yontif, but you don't need that much, but you're allowed the chatchila to put in, fill up the pot, so you have food for Yontif. And then the Beis Yosef concludes, Ukvar Kosav Kein HaTur B'Tchilas HaSimen. Like we just read, the Torah writes the same thing in the beginning of the Simen. Okay, now let's see this in Shulchan Aruch. Tov, Kuf, Chav Zayim, Seif, Chav Aleph. Im Nizkar Shelo Irav, if he remembers that he didn't do an Erev Tavshilin, Kodem Seuda Shachris, and it's before the Yontif Seuda. Yevashel Harbe B'Kedera Achas, he should cook a lot in one pot. V'yosu L'Shabbos, and then he'll have leftovers for Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Samech Tes, okay, is really explaining this opinion. And when it says one pot, it doesn't mean one pot. Each pot is one pot. It means you can't have two pots of meatballs. I have one pot of meatballs, and one pot of chicken, and one pot of turkey, and one pot of rice, and one pot of vegetables, and one pot of I don't know what. And each pot I could fill up, and then I eat it for the Yontif Seuda, and then I put in enough that I have leftovers for Shabbos, and that's okay. Not only that's okay. That's even mutu even the chatchila. Hagah note says the Ramah. V'uadin shiucha leilech mivod yom lecheder b'ner daluk lechapes eze davar. V'yanichenu dolek ad alayla. So one who did not make an erev tavshilin, we've already learned, he's also not allowed, according to the Shulchan Aruch. Actually, not necessarily according to the Shulchan Aruch, right? We had two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. There's all discussion if he's allowed to light. That's why the Rama said it, maybe. There's all discussion if you're allowed to light candles if you don't have an Erev Tavshilin. So, according to the opinion that without an Erev Tavshilin, you cannot light candles. So you're allowed the bare minimum, even without an Erev Tavshil. Chazal allowed the bare minimum, which means one candle. So he wants to have more than one candle. So he could do. Now it's a tricky sif we're learning over here, because there's a word in Hebrew called the ha'arama. Harama is kind of like a trick. Now the haramas that are kosher and haramas that are not kosher. There's some haramas that is okay to do. It's like a legal loophole. I don't know how you would translate it so much in English. And then there's a harama where you're trying to trick God, and God can't be tricked. And that's a harama, and that was no good. And we'll even see that the food's going to be usur. You can't even eat it on Shabbos. It's usur b'dieved to eat the food on Shabbos that you cooked on Yontif with an improper harama. Okay, we'll discuss more about harama in a minute. So here, there's a kosher way of getting another candle. I can light a candle in order, it's still Yontif day, and I want to find a safer in the next room. It's a little bit dark. So I transfer fire, whatever, I have a candle, now it's lit. I go to look for the safer. Oh, there it is, fantastic. Okay, now that the candle's already lit, I can leave it. I'm not allowed to burn it out, so I have to leave it. And now that's a way, basically, of getting a candle for Shabbos, even if you would normally not be allowed to light a candle for Shabbos, you lit it for Yontif. Now, did I really need that safer? I don't know if I really needed the safer, but I'm looking for the safer. I open the safer. I learn. How long do you have to learn for it to be considered? You know, I don't know. But you're allowed to light a candle so you could look for something. But the looking for something is more, sounds like it's more of an excuse so that you'll have a candle for Shabbos. Okay, continues the Mechaber. So again, the first opinion in the Mechaber told us each pot before the Suda that you're cooking for Yontif, you can fill it up ad asof until the top, and then you'll have plenty of leftovers for Shabbos, and you'll be okay. V'yesh omrim, and some say, da'afilu levashel kama kederos. Now the ikir is not kama kederos. That's what I read to you from the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Samach Tes before, or we said it Ba'al Peh. The difference between the first opinion of Mechaber and this Yesh Omrim is not one pot versus many pots. That's not the difference the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us. Da'afilu vashal kama kederos muter kevan shito kodem achilahu v'hu sheyocha mikol echad ve'echad. So what's going on? What's the difference between the first opinion in the Mechaber and the Yesh Omrim? Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Samach Tes. Ein rotzeh lomer shemavashel minim chaluki bekama kederos. I'm cooking a bunch of different things in a bunch of different pots. Letzorech Yontif, u'marbe b'kol achas b'shul Shabbos, and I fill each one up, even though I only need half a pot, I do a whole pot, so I have leftovers for Shabbos. That's not the chiddush of the Yesh Omrim. That's much even according to the first opinion. You know what the Yesh Omrim is coming to add? You know what the Yesh Omrim is coming to say? She'afim eino mavashlam. Ela bishul Shabbos. Really, I have food for Yontif. Really, I need food now for Shabbos. So I'm going to cook food for Shabbos. Now, I'm not allowed to cook food for Shabbos because I didn't make an Erev Tavshilim. So what am I going to do? I'm going to eat some of it on Yontif. My Iker Kavon is to cook for Shabbos. But I'm not allowed to cook for Shabbos. My Erev Tavshilim. Okay, so I'll take out one pulki and I'll eat it on Yontif. And then the rest will be for Shabbos. So says the Mishnah Berurah. She'af im ein mavashim ela bishvil Shabbos. He's only really cooking it for Shabbos. V'rak kidei lahatir levashel ochel. Rak kidei lahatir levashel. In order to make it mutter. Ochel ksas mikol achas biyontif. So I'm going to take out a pulki, take a little piece of meat, take out a little bit of food from each pot and eat it on Yontif, gam kein shari. Again, the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch holds that when I'm really cooking for Yontif, I'm allowed to fill up the pot ad asof, even though I only need half a pot or a third of a pot, I can fill up the pot ad asof, and that way I have food not only for Yontif, also for Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, even though the Lashon HaMechaber is kedera achas, one pot, it doesn't really mean, it's not limited to one pot. You can have as many pots as you want, as long as each one has a different food in it. You can't have two pots of meatballs, because then it's clear. One is for Yontif and one is for Shabbos. That you're not allowed to do. But as long as each pot has a different food in it, and you're cooking it for Yontif, you can fill it up out of soap, so you have extra for Shabbos. The second opinion holds, really... if you want meatballs. Now, again, if you want the food on Yontif, if you want the food you're cooking for Yontif, you can fill up the pot out of soap and you have extras for Shabbos. If you really, you don't really need food for Yontif, you already have food for Yontif, but it's before the Yontif Seuda, so you're allowed to cook pots of food for Shabbos, according to this opinion, as long as you make sure to eat a little bit from each pot on Yontif, then this will be mutter. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Sifkatan Samich Ches, V'chei Nogin Ha'oilam L'Hakka K'deyazu. The minig is to be maker like the Yesh Omrim in Shulchan Aruch, that again, before the Yontif Seuda, before the Yontif Seuda, you can cook food for Shabbos without an Erev Tavshilin, as long as you make sure to eat a little bit from each pot on Yontif itself. Now, what if that's my plan? My plan is to do like the Yesh Omrim. I'm cooking for Shabbos, but okay, I need to eat from each pot a little bit at the Yontif Seuda. But then, after I finish all the real Yontif food, and I want to go eat this food, I'm popped. No more room. I can't eat anymore. But I had full intentions of taking out a little bit from each pot and eating it at Yontif. But ain't makom. I didn't know how delicious the pepper steak, the Yontif pepper steak was going to be. So, Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Ayin Aleph brings a big machlokas apoiskim. This is lechatchila. Your kavana is, meaning lechatchila, my kavana is to eat from each pot. Even though I'm making it really for Shabbos, but I intend, in order for it to be mutter, I have to intend on eating it on Yontif, and that's my kavana. But if it turns out that in the end I didn't get to eat the food because I was too stuffed, ain't no usul the Shabbos. The food's not going to be usul to eat on Shabbos. You can still eat it on Shabbos. Why? Because I had full intentions of eating a little bit from each pot on Yontif itself. The Maisa was beheter. I intended on eating it on Yontif. If in the end it didn't work out and I didn't eat from it, it's not a big deal. And I can eat the food on Shabbos. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, Ube Beis Meir, Cholek Alze. The Beis Meir argues on the Taz. The Kevan, according to this Yesh Omrim, the Kevan, the Iker, Bishul Hulitzarach Machar, the whole Yesh Omrim is a big Chiddush, because my Iker Kavana in cooking these pots of food is really for Shabbos. The Ain't Zarach Liyantiv. I don't need this food for Yantiv. The chola had to rak mashal kapanim ochel menexas biyantiv. The only reason I'm allowed to do it is because I'm going to eat some of it on yantiv. So the harama, it's not a recognizable harama. It's like you're cooking for yantiv and that's okay. But if in the end I don't eat the food, hello minka harama lakol. So then this harama, you basically did a trick. You tried to trick God. You can't trick God. The entire cooking, the entire pot is really for Shabbos, and that's a problem. So that's a big machlekes. The Taz says, b'di'eved, it's okay if you didn't eat from the food, because you intended to eat from the food. And the Beis Meir says, no, if you don't eat from the food on Yontif, you cannot eat the food on Shabbos. How do we paskin? Says the Mishnah Berurah. V'chei nireh lahachmir bazeh. The continuation of Sivkotan Ayin Aleph. Says the Mishnah Berurah. V'chei nireh lahachmir bazeh. You should be machmir like the Beis Meir. Acharei shekama achronim sviluh de'ikr kedei harishonah. Because many Rishonim, many Achronim hold that the Iker is like the first opinion in Shulchan Aruch. You can't cook a whole pot for Shabbos just because you're going to plan to eat a little bit on Yom Tov. The Ikar is for Shabbos, you're not allowed to do such a thing. You're only allowed to cook a pot that your be'emes want for Yom Tov. But I put in extra so I have for Shabbos. That's okay. That's the first opinion. The minig is to be made on the second, like the second shita. Even though my kavana is to cook for Shabbos, it's mutter, provided that I eat a little bit from each pot on Yontif. Al kaponim ein lahosif kula al kula. So we shouldn't do a double kula. We want to be mako that really I'm cooking for Shabbos with the excuse that I plan on eating it a little bit on Yontif. Okay, that the oilam is noig lahakya. And then, oh, I forgot to eat it. Oh, I'm too stuffed. I don't have room to eat it. That's already a double kula, and that the Mishabura says is no good. That is Seif Chaf Aleph. Okay, Seif Chaf Beis. Okay, before we get to Seif Chaf Beis, there was an issue that came up. I did a little bit more homework. If a person does not plan on doing any preparations on Yom Tov for Shabbos, does he need to make an Erev Tavshilim? Why do you have to, you don't have to give him the fire all day? What does that mean? You cook it. You cook it. When it's finished cooking, you take it off the fire. On Yom Tov. Loivanti. I'm making it for Shabbos. Which case are you talking about? The Yesh Omrim? According to the Yesharim, I'm making it for Shabbos, but it's okay as long as I plan on eating some of it on Yom Tov. And the Mishabura says, like the Beis Meir, and you have to actually eat from it on Yom Tov. Like, what does it do leaving it on the fire all day?
If I take it off and I put it on right before Shabbos, it's not showing very clearly that I wanted it on Shabbos.
Oh, that. You're putting it back on the fire. Okay, not sure. I don't know. It's not. We're not talking about that. Talk about you making the food. How you heat it up, if you're allowed to heat it up. That we're not discussing right now. Okay, back to the Shai. So, Deir Shum, footnote 64, we mentioned, so it's interesting. Deir Shum has a whole mahalach. They bring down numerous big poskim that if you're not planning on doing any preparations from Yom Tov to Shabbos, no cooking, just candle lighting, then you don't need an Erev Tavshilin, or you do an Erev Tavshilin without a bracha. For some reason, Piskei Tshuvos, he quotes only Rav Sternbach, who says that, no, it's there because you have the option to cook and to bake, and even though you're not gonna cook and bake, you still do an Erev Tavshilin with a bracha. I don't know why Piskei Tshuvos doesn't bring down any other opinion, only brings down that opinion and quotes Rav Sternbach. So, and here, they don't bring down Rav Sternbach at all, they just bring down, now, in Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, and the second chelek, there they bring down that one should do without a bracha if he's only planning on lighting candles, because there's a whole suffix if the candles anyway need an Erev Tavshilin. But if you're not planning on doing any cooking and baking. Others say that you should be yotze all the shitas, and Yom Tov morning you should put a little kettle with some water on the plata, and heat up the water so that it's going to be hot on Yom Tov, and you're doing it for Shabbos, you have some hot water Friday night, and then according to everybody, you can make an Erev Tavshilin with a bracha, because you've actually done some cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos, even though all the real food is already prepared in advance. Okay, so that's a big machlokas poskim, but it does seem more like Deir Shum's poskim than Piskei Tshuvos, in terms of if you want to line up the sides. You have, they quote here, I didn't look up Rav Moshe, I did look up Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, they quote here many poskim that to do without a bracha if all the preparations were already done before Yom Tov. Okay, we're up to Seif Chaf Beis. Okay, Seif Chaf Beis is a very, it's a beautiful Seif. Okay, the Gemara in Beita, Daf Yud Zayin, Amud Aleph, and the Gemara in Beitza, Daf Vav Omer Aleph, they both have the same Gemara. Omer Rava, a person, we have a 3-day Yom Tov, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, in Chutz Laaretz, Sukkos and Simchas Torah. And, okay, I go to shul, and someone says to me, well, don't you love the mitzvah of Erev Tavshilin? And I say, oh, I forgot the Erev Tavshilin. So now it's the first night of Sukkos, first day of Sukkos. So says Rava, no problem. Maniach Adam Erev Tavshila Miyantif Lechavero Umasne. A person, even though the Erev Tavshila is supposed to be done, has to be done before Yantif, but b'di'evet, in this case, a person can do the Erev Tavshilin on Yantif, and he can make a Tanai. Excuse me. He can make a Tanai. What's the Tanai? Back in the day, there was something called Sveika Dioma. They don't know which is the real day of Yantif. Is the first day of Yantif the real day? Or is the second day the real day? So he says like this. On the first day of Yantif, I can say like this. If today is the real day of Yantif, that means tomorrow is Chol HaMoed. It's not real day of Yantif. Then tomorrow, I don't need an Erev Tavshilin to be able to cook and bake from Friday to Shabbos, because it's Chol HaMoed. And if tomorrow is the real day of first day of Yantif, then today is really Erev Yantif. It's not really Yantif at all. And I could do the Erev Tavshilin right now. So you could do this tonight, where 2 days of Yantif comes from a Suffolk. And therefore, Mamadav Shach, either way you look at it, you could do an Erev Tavshilin. Because either today is not Yantif at all, so I could do Erev Tavshilin. Or it's Yantif, and then tomorrow is not Yantif, and I don't need an Erev Tavshilin. Okay, now, this works with Shnei Yamim Tovim Shogolias. It does not work on Rosh Hashanah, where both days are considered a Yuma Arichta, one long day. The tour, actually not in our Simen, but in the next Simen, in Tov, Kuf, Chav, Ches, brings down that the Rambam holds that this halacha of Rava was only relevant when they were Mekadesh al Pi HaRe'iyah. Only in the olden days when they actually had a Suffolk, which is the day of Yontif. But he says, nowadays there's no Suffolk. We know the real day of Yontif is the first day. The second day of Yontif, we know, is not really supposed to be Yontif. The Gemara says, so why do we still do it? In Chutzlars, Minigav Aseinu Biadeinu. And therefore, nowadays, says the Rambam, you cannot make an Erev B'tnai. This din of Rava that appears in Beitza Yedayin and Beitza Vav is only B'zan Shemekachin Al Pi HaRe'iyah. Now, I don't know if Rava lived during a tkufa where they were Makachin al Pierre or not. The Ravid disagrees with the Rambam, and the Ran disagrees with the Rambam, and the Rosh disagrees with the Rambam, and we'll see that the Shulchan Aruch now also disagrees with the Rambam. Okay, now one more thing. Are you allowed to bake the food, you know, make the food right now? It would seem like you're not allowed to make the food right now. Or if I make the food right now, if today's Yontif, I guess you can make it, eat some of it now, and some of it on Shabbos. So, the Torah brings out from Rabbeinu Ephraim, only if you have something that was already cooked from before Yontif. But then the Torah himself is not convinced, and it brings down the Itter, also not convinced, that you don't need something that was actually made before Yontif. You can use something that you made on Yontif. Okay, so let's see that now inside. Sifcha base. Im nizkar b'yantiv rishon, shalo erav. He remembers on yantiv rishon, oh, I forgot to do an erav tavshilim. Im hu b'yantiv shal Rosh Hashanah, which is the 2 days are really one, the kedusha achasi, yuma richta, eino yochol erav al tanai. He cannot do an erav tavshilim al tanai. He's stuck. Aval, im hu b'yantiv shal golius, if it's 2 day yantif and chutzlar, it's not Rosh Hashanah, yocho la'are b'tanai, he can make an Erev Tavshilin b'tanai, and the tanai is as follows: im hayom kodesh, if this is really the first day of Sukkis, and yitzarich la'are, they don't need to make an Erev, because tomorrow is not really yantif, and then I could obviously have to keep yantif, but you would be allowed to cook and bake from Friday to Shabbos. V'im hayom chol, and if today is not really the first day of Yontif, it's tomorrow. So then I'm allowed to do an Erev right now. But Erev zeh, yeishari lo lafuye ulevashule. And then lamachar, on the next day, the second day of Yontif, ein tzach lomar klum. He doesn't need to say anything. Either he has an Erev tavshilin that he needs, or he doesn't need it at all. He'd be allowed to cook and bake from Yontif, from Friday to Shabbos. V'yesh omrim, di'iles le'imidi debashol me'atmo, lo mahani t'no'o. The tonight is only going to help, says the Yesh omrim, if he has something that was already cooked from before Yontif. Mishra Sifkotan Ayin Dalit says, umavarich batchila. The Magen Avraham brings down the Shulta Giborim. You can even make a bracha on this Erev Tavshilin b'tnai. V'chidushi Rikiv Eger, hevi b'shim sefer lechem sdarim te'ein levarich.
Why should you be allowed to make a bracha? The whole thing seems to be like a suffix.
So he points out that every Erev Tavshil, if you go with this lumdus, that everything is sfeika diyoma, that every Erev Tavshilin is a suffik. Because maybe the first day of Yontif is a real day of Yontif, and Friday is really Chol HaMoed. And therefore you don't need Erev Tavshilin. And so you're always allowed to make a bracha on Erev Tavshilin, even though the second day, maybe if you're going to go with this svara, that sfeika diyoma, maybe the first day is a real day, the second day is not really Yontif, then I don't need Erev Tavshilin at all. Not only don't need Erev Tavshilin when I'm doing the Erev Tavshilin on the first day of Yontif, when I did it Erev Yontif, I also don't need an Erev Tavshilin. Elamai, Chazal, we're misakein an Erev Tavshilin with a bracha in this scenario. Okay, anyway, it's a big machlokes apoiskim, if one can make a bracha in this case or not. I imagine we would go with suffik brachos lahakel and not make a bracha. Mishabur sevkotin ayin hey, v'yesh omer that you need something cooked from before yantif, v'naktini kisvar rishoner that it's not necessary, even something that he cooked today. And he can't cook it only for Shabbos, as an Erev Tavshilin, obviously, but he, like we said, he can cook for yantif and have leftovers. And leftovers for Shabbos, finished. Now, I just have to tell you something. I saw a vart from Rav David Feinstein, that's all. I never heard of this before. I actually did not remember this whole Tanai business in Erev Tavshilin. And I saw this, a footnote in Children in Halacha many years ago, and I was so misspoiled, I never forgot it. And then when I came to this halacha, I said, I have to look up this Children of Halacha, especially Rav David Feinstein, who just nifted last week. So Rav David Feinstein wants to take this sisvara, say like this. Let's say it's very expensive to buy Arba Minim, and I don't want to buy my children Arba Minim. But in Eretz Yisrael, no problem. You only need Lachem on the first day. Eretz Yisrael, we only have one day, which is the first day of Lachem. I take the Lula, Arba Minim, and then I give it to the kids. And then the kids can accept Minat Torah, but they can't give it back. Okay? They don't need to give it back. On the second day, I can borrow it from the kids, and it's a borrowed Lulav and Esrog, so halachically it's theirs, and I can get the mitzvah full credit, no problem. The problem is in Chutz Laretz, there's two first days, and both days you need Lachem. So with this same Lomdis, says Rav David Feinstein, I shake Lulav on the first day with a bracha on Sukkis. And then I go over to my katan son, and I say like this. If today's the real first day of Yontif, then I'm giving this to you as a kinyan, and it's yours, and it's your lachem, and you can shake lulav, and then tomorrow's not really the first day, and I don't need lachem, and I can be yotze with a lulav sha'ul, I can borrow your lulav back tomorrow. And if really tomorrow is the real first day of Sukkis, and today is really not Sukkis at all, so then I am not giving this to you as a kinyan, and you're going to shake a lulav, and it's without making the kinyan on it, so that tomorrow it will still be mine, and I can be yoytil lekachtem lochem byom harishon on the second day. The whole thing, I mean, you have to think about it. Like, it takes time to digest. The whole thing is a little bit fuzzy. You know, like, we don't treat these days as, both days are real days of yontif. But anyway, Rav David Feinstein extends this halacha and applies it over there for those who find it difficult to buy another set of Arba Minim for their children. Okay, weiter. Now we're up to Sifchav Gimel, and we're running out of time. The Gemara asks, Iboilu, Beita Yedzayin, Ovar V'ofa Mai. He didn't do an Erev Tavshilin, and he cooked and he baked from Yontif to Shabbos anyway. Be'isr. My, what's the din? Explains Rashi. Maho sheyocha b'Shabbos. Is he allowed to eat it on Shabbos, or is he not allowed to eat it on Shabbos? So the Gemara tries to bring rayas, and one of the rayas the Gemara brings, we hold discussion, Yontif to Shabbos, u'bilvad shelo ya'arim. You're not allowed to trick God. V'imherim, if you did a ha'arama, usher, then you're not allowed to eat the food. Let's say you cook one pot, or we'll see in the Mishnah the examples. But he did a harama. He tried to trick. He made one pot of food and said, actually, I don't want this pot for Yontif. I'm going to cook another pot for Yontif, and then one of them he saved for Shabbos. He did a harama, which is usher. Now he's usher. He's not allowed to eat the food on Shabbos. So that sounds like Ovar Va'ofa is going to be usher. Says Rav Ashi, I'm Rav Ashi, harama kamras. You're talking about a harama where you did this trick? Shagni harama dachmiru barabanan tfei mimezid. When you do a trick, that's worse than violating the halacha b'mezid. And therefore, harama, b'di'evid, you're not allowed to eat the food on Shabbos. But b'mezid remains in ibayi delo ifshita, and the Rishonim come out with the din derabanan. They come out lekula. The Ran says the Rif says ibayi delo ifshita. The Ran says it's a din derabanan. We're going to go lekula. Now, why should harama be worse than b'mezid? So the Beis Yosef brings down from the Rambam by a harama. You're doing a trick. You think it's mutter. You think you're the chacham from the manishtana. You think that it's okay. You use your thumbs in Meir Heter that this is an okay thing to do. So you think you did nothing wrong. So you'll do it again. Your neighbors are going to do it. Hey, he didn't bother with that Erev Tavshil. Let's just do what he did. He cooked one pie, then he cooked another. But he said, oh, I don't want to know. You're going to play this game. It's contagious. You're going to do it again. You're not going to do tshuva. You're not going to, and everyone's going to learn from you because you're Meir Heter. You think you're doing the right thing. Mezid, he's an Avarian. He's doing something wrong. Everyone knows he's doing something wrong. He also knows he's doing something wrong. One day he'll do tshuva. The neighbors are not going to be jealous of him. They're not going to learn from him. So in that way, the harama on some level is even worse than being over by Mezid. Okay, so let's see that inside. Sif Chav Kimmel. Im Avar by Mezid. O b'shogeg. Shogeg is similar to Harama. That's the Chiddush of Shogeg. Ubisha kama kedero shalol l'tzorach yontif. He did it shalol l'tzorach yontif. He did it l'tzorach Shabbos. Mutter la'ochlo b'Shabbos o b'chol. He's allowed to eat it for Shabbos. He's allowed to eat it after Shabbos. There's no penalty. Sivchof Dalit. But im herim, if he did a Harama, he did a trick. Levashel shtei kederos l'tzorach hayom. I need two pots of meatballs for today. Oh, look at that. One's left over for Shabbos. You did a trick. He made two pots. The hoser achas atzarach machar. And one he's leaving over for Shabbos. Aser la'achla. He's not even allowed to eat the food on Shabbos. Mishabursev katan ayin zayin. Brot zolomer. Sheba embes ein tzarach ala keder achin. He needs one pot of meatballs for yontif. Umavashel shnia b'derech harama. He does a trick. He says, oh, I really need to. Shema Yizam, maybe guests are going to come. Maybe I'll go to shul. I'll find 10 people that don't have a suuda. We need to make two pots of meatballs, dear. And then, really, he just wants it for Shabbos. O Shabisha Letzarech Hayom. Or he's cooking one pot for Yontif. Then he says, I think I want more food. V'chazo Bisha Letzarech Hayom. I'm going to cook another pot for Yontif. He says, the first pot we don't need. We'll save it for Shabbos. And that's assuming he doesn't touch the food. If he eats from the food on Yontif, we already said, even though I'm cooking for Yontif, as long as I intend on eating, and I do in fact eat a little bit from the pot, that's going to be okay. That's the last line, Mishavah Sifkatan Ayin Zayin. Avakim Shemavasha B'derech HaRama Sheyocha Min HaShniya Kizayis. Here he has Kazayas, Mavur La'el, and Sifchaf Aleph. According to the Eish Omrim, the Minaga Olam is La'akel. I could cook for Yontif, for Shabbos on Yontif without Erev Tavshilin, as long as I plan, and in fact, I eat from some of the food on Yontif. Mishra Sifkatan Ayin Ches, Mahosir Achas. He made two pots, he only needed one. One's left over for Shabbos. The Baharama, when you're dealing with a trick, a Harama, Chayshina, we're afraid, Shiyomadu Acherim Lasos Kane, other people are going to learn from you. They got Huyase Kane Pamachas, and he's going to do it again, because he doesn't think he's doing anything wrong. He's a Meir Heter. You can't do tshuva when you think you're doing the right thing. Mashay Kane Bemazid, he knows he's doing something wrong. Meshuvasiv katan ayin tes also la achla hainu lo ulufnei. So he's not allowed to eat on Shabbos. His family can't eat it on Shabbos. The kansuhu rabbanon. The rabbis gave him a knas that he shouldn't do that. Aval la acherim mutu lemotzoi yontif miyad. Now it's a funny lashon lemotzoi yontif miyad. And Dirshu points out that this comes from the Levush, as the Mishnah Berurah says. Levush. Levush doesn't use that lashon. He just says mutu la acherim la achla. Certainly they're allowed to eat it on yontif. If you eat it on Yontif, there's all discussion. Dirshu brought down a discussion somewhere else. Let's say he cooked on Yontif for Chol, Be'isser. Could be it was even an Issa Daraisa, if you don't hold from Hoel. If he eats the food now on Yontif, Does that erase the Avera? Does that, like a kind of lav shemitak laaseh? And Dirshu brings down from the Imre Bina and Rav Shach, who's Medayik in the Meiri, that even if he cooked Be'issa, either from one day of Yontif to the next day, or from Yontif to Shabbos, without an Erev Tavshil, or Yontif to Chol, whatever the case is, he cooked on Yontif Be'issa, if he then goes and eats some of the food, it erases the Issa. Now, I don't know why that's better than, you know, Kiven l'chazir v'ochal tleh. If he intends on eating something not kosher, in the end he ate something kosher, just the intention to do something wrong should be avera. Okay, but maybe it erases it on some level. I don't know. I didn't see the Mar Makomas inside. Kasa b'chemin Moshe da'aflo in Osir Raka Motzei Shabbos. So it's Osir for him and his family on Shabbos, but after Shabbos they can eat it. Other people can eat it, certainly on Yontif, and even on Shabbos. Just not him and his family, the people he probably cooked it for. So that is the end of Siman. Tov, Kuf, Chof, Zayin, Hilchos, Erev, Tav, Shilin.